Wayne from Journey, and you're listening to Pastor Ed Boston on the Pastor Ed Boston Podcast.
Country is a dark and divided place. But in that tent, there's hope and unity and miracles that I can't even explain.
I'd like you to meet my new friend, Lonnie Frisbee, and some of his friends. Welcome.
These kids are runaways, most of them.
They need our help.
Chuck, stop. They don't belong here. Agreed?
There's this church. It's called Calvary Chapel. We say we're looking for truth. What if this is true? Because everything that we've been trying is not working for me.
I just can't be let down again. What I felt in there, I haven't. What if it's good for a minute and then it's gone? What then?
We can find out together.
Seems the movement's everywhere. Los Angeles, even in the South, it's spreading like wildfire.
Is this the beach where people get baptized? We drove all the way here.
Where from?
Texas.
I don't know if any of this is real. I kind of hope it is, to be honest. It's a family, man. Don't give up on it.
So we're on live now with our recap of the movie Jesus Revolution, as well as recapping it. We're promoting the movie as well. So if you go to JesusRevolution.movie, you can find out all kind of stuff there. But under the About tab there, it says, based on a true story, and it was also from the creators of the movie I Can Only Imagine, and I guess I should start nudging because I had at least three people that were in the production of this that have been on the show before. But Jesus Revolution says, in the 1970s, young Greg Laurie, who was played by Joel Courtney, is searching for all the right things in all the wrong places until he meets Lonnie Frisbee, played by Jonathan Rumi, who is also Jesus on The Chosen, a charismatic hippie street preacher. Together with Pastor Chuck Smith, played by the most well-known person probably in the movie, Kelsey Grammer, they open the doors of Smith's languishing church to an unexpected revival of radical and newfound love, leading to what Time magazine dubbed a Jesus Revolution. And I thought it was neat at the end when the journalist that had been pointed out several times covering the Jesus Revolution on the cover of Time magazine. I think one of the things I took from the movie the most was that the Jesus Revolution filled a void. And the void with the hippie movement was sex, drugs, alcohol, those kinds of things. Especially the drug scene. I mean, the drug scene in the 70s was horrible. Different than today. It's much more easy accessed in 2023, I believe.
It's a lot harder drugs.
But there were still some of the same issues. They showed the one person that almost died overdosing. But that Jesus is the answer to the voids in our life. That the hippies were looking for something. They were using protesting the war and talking about the government. So that's one of the things that I took out of it. I've seen that there has been a couple of comments. Would you please read those?
Bill and Tanya said that when Lonnie sat down with Greg Laurie on the sidewalk in the pouring rain, and he said that he would sit there with him and tried to reach him, and later told him that he had a vision about the meeting with him. They said that there were several awesome moments.
Well, and to fill that in more, when he sat down with him later on, is he told him that he had a vision of Greg Laurie preaching in front of multitudes, right. You know, like huge stadiums. And that's exactly what Greg Laurie has done with Harvest Ministries and the Harvest Crusades.
His crusades are amazing.
Let me tell you this from what I've been told, what I've read. Greg Laurie was very, very instrumental on making sure all of the characters were developed authentically. He made sure that in the scene where he is being baptized, that the words that Lonnie spoke to him and his confession of faith and all of that was exactly the way it was back in the 70s when he was baptized. It was a history lesson, but it was more than a history lesson.
You know, the one scene that I thought was so cool, and it kind of was a menial scene, but it had it was a twofold scene. And it was when the older people were having a fit about the hippies going into the church barefoot. Then there was showed this big long line waiting to go into the church, and they couldn't figure out why. And then it showed Kelsey Grammer sitting there washing the hippies' feet.
Because a church board member said that they're going to ruin our shag carpet.
Ruin the shag carpet with the dirt on their feet. So he sat and washed the feet of each one of them before they went in. And, you know, that had a twofold meaning. It pleased the older people that didn't want their precious shag carpet getting dirty, but yet it showed the humbleness of a servant washing the feet of what they thought were second-class citizens, you know, what the older people thought were a second-class citizen. And that showed the humbleness of that servant to wash those feet.
One of the things that goes right along with that, she's talking about the guy who was upset about the dirty feet. Actually, I don't think that there was anything that Chuck Smith, that was the pastor's real name, Kelsey Grammer, I don't think there's anything that he could do to satisfy
right.
that group that didn't want the hippies there. The only thing he could do to satisfy him was to kick the hippies out, which fortunately isn't what took place.
Very fortunately, that's not what took place.
I think it was the scene right after where Chuck Smith said that they're here. If you like it, that's great. If you don't like it, the door works both ways.
Right.
So basically, if you don't like it, hit the road. And then the one guy who he joked about having the melon jacket
on. The melon colored jacket. You go sit with the guy with the melon colored jacket on.
Yeah, one of the people, he washed their feet.
Yeah.
Feet.
Feet?
Yeah. Washed
As
their
in more than one?
Yeah, well, he did wash more than one, but...
Karen said in the commentary, Greg Laurie said that his mom had been married 7 times. He said later in life, she gave her life to the Lord.
Well, and Karen mentions it here. The very next thing that happened was the guy in the melon color coat got up and left.
Right.
But there was an older gentleman, and he kind of got up almost like he was dumbfounded a little
right.
bit. And
well,
he looked around.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he gets up. And he walks out into the aisle, and he crosses the aisle and sits down in the row next to all the other hippies, in the middle of the hippies. And
yeah, they were kind of segregated into hippies on one side, other people.
Old folk on the other.
As a pastor, I've seen church board members, and it's not just old people, but people that would rather others not attend their church.
Right.
And
right.
that's the point it was making. I also thought it was interesting that, I mean, it wasn't just an all feel-good story. Lonnie got to the point where he made the story about him instead of about God.
Yeah.
And when he first said something about I, Amy said, sounds to me like he's getting pretty cocky. And I said, I think they're going to make a play on
that.
Yeah,
it's like, it's all about him. You know, it was like, wait a minute. Is this all about him or is it all about, supposed to be all about Jesus?
And they did make that play and they explained it all out. In the end, when you're right before the credits.
We can't give all the way.
No, that's why. They explained about what went on with Lonnie after he left the area. Explained as well about the church that Chuck Smith, and I forget the name, 1,000 churches birthed out of that one church. It told about that. It obviously told about Greg Laurie and what he has accomplished with Harvest Ministries.
I agree. When Bill and Tanya said when Chuck gave Laurie the keys to the church.
You almost kind of got, you can't hardly explain that one.
That was amazing.
It's one that you kind of got to watch, but it's so powerful.
It was.
And it's toward the end, so pay attention all the way through. It's good all the way to the end.
Yeah, that was just like, he just did that.
I know here locally that you can get tickets at Yes Cinema. I'm not sure when it's going to come to the other theater, the main AMC theater. I am prepared enough to tell you that if you go to JesusRevolution.movie, and it has a link there where you can find theaters and tickets. It also tells you how to get group tickets, like what happened last night with Come As You Are Ministries, taking 20 people to see the movie. And there's trailers if you want to see, you know, a little two-minute clip of some of the scenes put together. I loved it. I loved it.
Bill said it kind of made him tear up. I agree, Bill. Me too.
Well, especially the key thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really good. If you want a good, wholesome, Christian family movie.
But there's some serious topics.
Absolutely. You know, it gets kind of deep.
The drug topic is, you know, it's addressed. And
absolutely is.
And the arrogance of a pastor gets addressed. It also, many people may not realize this, but basically, the Jesus Revolution is the beginning of what we call contemporary Christian music. If you watched, it had the band, a full, basically...
Love Song.
Love Song. Thank you. Love Song was up there in what we would look at as a contemporary praise and worship band with guitars, keyboards, drums, and they did wonderful.
Right.
As, you know, you could tell when they first played a couple guitars and Frisbee was there playing the bongo drums, actually became a very well-known Christian group early on in contemporary Christian. One of the things about Asbury that has struck me is that, and there's people in here that have been to several Christian concerts lately, and you go to a Christian concert and you're going to see entertainment. That's why you go. But you're going to see lights and smoke and backdrops. You know, it's a production. And some churches have gotten into that. And that's not been happening at Asbury. They're singing,
bare bones there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
Maybe a guitar and maybe a keyboard, but it's no production. And the songs would be something that we would call mellow or old hymns that have good meaning, things that people...
Very simple songs.
From the best that I understand, there's been no theatrics, as in screens pop, you know, pumping stuff in, no, with lyrics on the board and stuff like that. It's just been very authentic. And it kind of makes me think, taking it back to where Love Song was there at the beginning.
Right.
You know, that they weren't well polished.
The amount of baptisms...
Oh my goodness.
They were doing, and I just thought that was amazing to watch.
In the ocean.
Yeah.
And
oh my goodness.
At the end, again, this isn't given much, it says they still do baptisms there.
Yep. To this day.
Yeah, as in now.
Greg Laurie and his wife are still doing in the exact same spot they were doing them then.
So, again, I'm going to go back to that this group of people And when I say that, I'm not necessarily meaning the hippie group, but I'm talking about Chuck Smith and Lonnie Frisbee and Greg Laurie and those kind of in the upper echelon of this movement. They probably wouldn't call themselves that, but the people that we know about now, they were open to the leading of the Holy Spirit. I mean, you got to think, at that point in time, the word hippie was not a positive thing to say about somebody. If your dad said you look like a hippie, that wasn't good.
Yeah.
And
that meant go change your clothes.
Yeah, that meant go change your clothes, and maybe it meant to go take a bath, cut your hair.
Yeah.
That actually came with the description more. Your hair looks like it's a hippie. You need a haircut. And it maybe was just a little bit longer than mine.
You needed to shave.
And yeah.
Yeah.
All of those things.
But a little bit longer than yours now? Wow.
Until a certain point in time, I had a burr haircut. So if you went from burr haircut to hair that might touch your ears, your dad might
have to grow some to do that.
Your dad might say, you're starting to look like a hippie. We're taking you to get a haircut. We got to see some footage mixed in of things that happened back in that time. I found it interesting. Some of the things you had to pay really close attention to. As the credits were rolling, it said original artistry or something like that. Anyway, in the movie, you know how Greg was drawing different things? It said original artwork is what it said. Original artwork done by Greg Laurie. So, I mean, it was using the things that he had actually done way back when. But if you didn't see that in the credits, you might have missed out.
I thought it was funny when he went to preach his first sermon and the was it a priest? Mm-hmm. Announced him and said, he brought you a coloring book.
Yeah.
Greg Laurie.
And I love the way he jumped up on stage all excited. But there's nothing wrong with being excited about the Lord as well. And that's what I thought when he jumped up on the stage. You know, he's excited about the Lord, even though...
Yep. Bill and Tanya said, definitely a much-needed movie for the times we're living in.
It absolutely is. I don't know. I hope you feel it the same as I feel it. I believe you're right there with me, is that this is a good time.
Yeah.
This is a good time, and we need a good time.
Well, there are multiple revivals going on around the country right now. Not just Asbury, but multiple revivals going on.
And it doesn't matter what they're called. It doesn't have to be called the Asbury Revival. That just happens to be where it started.
Right.
I don't think the people that really are a part of the Asbury Revival care what the name of it is. It'll just be something that can be referenced in the future.
Right.
But I read today where there's a huge revival going on in the country of Uganda.
Wow.
And you know, we think our country needs revival, and boy, does it ever. But the whole world needs revival.
Absolutely.
And you know, the Jesus Revolution was about the United States, but you know that carried on to throughout the world
well.
I mean, think about this. If you think of contemporary Christian music today, more than likely the conversation wouldn't take very long to get to the name Hillsong. But their music is anointed.
Oh, yeah.
And Hillsong didn't start in the United States.
Absolutely not.
Did not start in the United States. Australia.
Well, Newsboys didn't start in the United States.
So you look at the beginning of contemporary Christian music, and now 2023, one of the biggest, most well-known, I forget, there's huge numbers of how many places on a Sunday morning is singing a Hillsong piece of music. And so it all kind of ties in together that it was worldwide, and this currently is worldwide. The Bible tells us to go into all the world, and many times I'm preaching that your neighbor is
absolutely
going into the world, but this is also a good time to remember that Uganda is in the world, and numerous other countries.
Hey, Square.
I am not a square. I
think we should invite Greg this weekend.
What's this weekend?
The mountain is high.
We're doing Southern California.
people are hippies, rebels against old-fashioned authority.
I think these kids need help.
What they need is a bath.
You're passing judgment on people you know nothing about.
Maybe that's why your church is so empty.
When God walks in here, brings me a hippie, I'll ask him what it's all about, because I do not understand.
This house has a very good vibe. There is an entire generation searching.
Slow down, man, slow down.
Just in all the wrong places. If you want to reach my people, you need to speak to them in a language they understand.
If I bring them in, I'm going to lose my job.
We can only walk through doors open to us. In your church, that's a door that's shut.
You've probably noticed we have some guests here today. I'd like you to meet my new friends. Welcome.
They don't belong here. Half of them aren't even wearing shoes.
They're staining the new shag carpet.
They need our help.
If you feel like you're misunderstood and judged, you will find forgiveness and freedom right here.
That was awesome.
Now that door is open any time of day. And if there are some who don't like that, well then that door works both ways.
All right, Pastor, let's begin.
I was almost done with this, but then you did what nobody else would even dare.
This thing that we found, I feel like I belong.
You're gonna need a bigger church.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope and it's spreading. This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Now, there's some things that I want to make observations of before we talk about the movie in itself. It was interesting, I thought, and I think it has to be a God thing, that last night was opening night. We have the Asbury Revival taking place at the same time the movie Jesus Revolution is taking place. It was probably in January, it may have been December, but I'm pretty sure it was in January, that I was on a Zoom call with John Bevere and hundreds of other preachers. You know, it wasn't John Bevere and I, you know, it was bunches of pastors. And he said at the time, this was before Asbury started, he knew the movie Jesus Revolution was coming out, but it really didn't tie in together at that time, that he believes that this year, he made a point of saying, I'm not big into New Year's resolutions, and you know, I'm not thinking I have to say something because it's a new year. But he said he believed the Holy Spirit had told him that in 2023, that people who have been putting in the work and have been striving to continue on and carry the torch and the badge of Christianity forward, that there would be some results of the fruit that they have been bearing over the years, that there would be good results of the fruit this year. So we've got John Bevere, who is a well-respected Christian man that writes books, puts out all kind of teaching material, a gifted and talented speaker saying that. Then Asbury happens. And then at about the 2 week, yesterday was 2 weeks that Asbury has been going on. I think the good guys are on a roll, but let me caution you with that. What happens when the good guys are on a roll?
Oh, Satan attacks.
Attacks, and he attacks hard.
Absolutely.
He's not liking predictions like we're going to see results of good fruit from the labor that's been placed.
Absolutely.
He's not liking that Asbury has led hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of new converts, hundreds of people that have been restored in their walk with Christ, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people asking for forgiveness for things. And then he's not happy with a movie like the Jesus Revolution that shows what happened in an amazing way 50 years ago. And it turns into almost you can't call it a repeat because the Jesus Revolution was over a long period of time, but the beginning of what very well could be an equal to And we're going to pray that it's even better than the 1970s Absolutely. Version, Jesus Revolution.
Another Jesus movement.
A movement of the Holy Spirit, that Jesus is who we worship.
Absolutely.
And
shine, make them wonder what you got. Make them wish that they were not on the outside looking for. Shine, let it shine before all men. Let them see good works in men. Let them glory.